his friends. This shir should be a special schus for Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind these shiurim, and for that I thank him. We're learning the Sfasemes. We're going to begin Sfasemes Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Dibur Amaschil, Adoni Avi Zigni. Say the first piece. Adoni Avi Zigni, this is Shalom Zachar of his son, Chanoch Chaim. Adoni Avi Zikni Moravi Rabbi Zechat Tzadik L'chaya Olam Haba Higid. So my grandfather Chiddush Arim said, Kimashi Yetzarich Le'Eser Ma'ashim, Kimashi Yetzarich Le'Eser Makos. That there was a need for 10 Makos. Lohasir Akliba Behester Me'Aseres Ma'amar Me'Aser Ma'amaros La'Sotzan Aseres Adibros. In order to remove the Kliba, the husk, and the hiddenness of the 10 Ma'amaros, and make them 10 Dibros. In other words, Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. We learn in Pirkei Avos, 10 Ma'amaros. The purpose of the 10 makos was to remove the hester, because each mimer creates a hester, to remove the hester, the hiddenness of each mimer, the hiding of Hashem, and that allows for the revelation of the aseres adibros. Perush. Ki be'olam hazeh nistar zeh she'ikar chiyus hakol rak osios ha'torah ma'amarim she'nivru al yado. So in order to understand this, we have to understand Briyas HaOlam. The world was created with Asara Ma'amaros. And the world was created Yesh Me'ayin. Something from nothing. A person can only perceive the something, the Yesh. We don't understand the Ayin. We don't understand what nothingness is. We can look in the air and say there's nothing there, but there really is. There's a lot there. And how could it be that from nothing can come something? So the Chazal teach us that the Torah was already around more than 900 generations before the world. The Zohar Kadosh says in his Psicha Liberation, Stakel Bereisa Bar Alma. In other words, the Chiyus and the Kiyum of the Olam comes from where? Where does this Yesh come from? From the Osios HaTorah. When we talk Kiyum HaTorah Al Yidei Tzadikim, because the Tzadikim are Mekayim the Torah, that's what gives the world its existence. This world is hidden, that the ikar, vitality of everything, is the osios of the Torah, the ma'amarim through which it was created. Here in the Oreit Zion edition, he sends you to Tanya Shari Yichud Vemuna Perak Aleph, so you can go there. It's always worthwhile to learn Tanya. Atorah me'aveh efo as haderech lidbok, but also ayin. The Torah is the way of being dovek to that ayin. You want to connect to the ayin, to where the world came from. Be dovek to Torah, and then you'll be dovek to that ayin from which came the yesh. Because the Torah is what put the two together. Through the osius of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol created the world. That's what it means when it says that Hashem could create the world one mimer, we created the world 10 mimers, in order to give schar to the tzaddikim, we're mekayim the world that was created by asara mimers. Perish v'smain tis makavana. Shem yodim v'dveikim b'sherish chiyus hanelam sh'al yidei asara mimers. Because these tzaddikim know and cling to the root of the vitality that's hidden through the asara mimers. These tzaddikim are able to get to the chiyus. They're able to get to the root of what was hidden by the Asara Ma'amaris. And that, therefore, Hashem created by Asara Ma'amaris gives schar to the tzaddikim who are clinging to the root of these Ma'amaris. And through this, each Makkah removed one Hester. In other words, you have a mimer. A mimer hides, conceals HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each Makkah peels away one of those concealments, one of those layers. And that's why it's 10. Can I get 10? V'nasim asara sedibros. And now that the Hester is removed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer concealed, now we can have the asara sedibros. What is a dibra? Why do we call it asara sedibros? They call it the 10 commandments. Avos alom duyak. It's not accurate to call it commandments. It's not tzivuim, even though everyone says today it's the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. Certainly not Ten Suggestions, but it's Ten Dibros, Miloshin Ledaber, Ten Speakings. Why does it call that? Perush Chadmei Yisodot, one of the foundations of the Sot, of the Sfat Emet, Dibur Lashon Hanaga. This Dibur is the Lashon of Anahaga. When it says Seretz HaDibros, Lashon of leadership, leading. Like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chesam Ralf, Moshe Pir, and the Shir Moise to quote this, Dabar Echad Lador, Ve'en Shnei Dabarim Lador. There is one leader of the generation and not two. Can only have one king, one president. It would be a disaster if there were two presidents. There's a disaster usually when there are two Rosh Yeshiva. There's a disaster. Whenever there's two heads, you got to have one head. So it's a disaster to have two. So Dabar Echad Lador Shem Dino. That's Dabar. Usually, not always a disaster with the two Rosh Yeshivas. I don't recommend it. So that's Dibur's Lashon Hanhaga. It's leadership. What does it mean you should speak in them when you sit in your house, when you go on the way? Meaning that all of your ma'isim are guided, are led, are governed by the Torah. All of your actions are led by the words of Hashem, His oneness, unity, the love you have for Him, that all your ma'isim are Hashem Shammai, Ma'an Shem Parashat Sulsanim. Is that parasho? Asher b'dvaro ma'ariv aravim. We say it every night. I don't know how much attention we pay. But asher b'dvaro, I'm sure you pay a lot of attention. Asher b'dvaro ma'ariv aravim. What does that mean? Asher b'dvaro ma'ariv aravim. What it means is that with his words, with his hanhaga, he made night. What's night? Bechinas Malchus Shamayim, this bidvaro, words meaning leadership. Lios Kvot Shemo, Gam Besocha Eruv Vehester. What's Erev? Erev is a notion of mixture, darkness. That even within the darkness and the hester, you have the leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus Shemayim of Hashem. So Asher B'dvaro, his dabar, his leadership, his dibor, is Ma'ariv Aravim, is even in the darkness, even in the mixture, even in the hester. So if you have a Muna, you could see it. Feel it. B'shas ha-galus, nistar ha-emes. And in the galus, this emes is hidden. Every night we say emes ve'emuna. Right? Ne'er shem l'kechem emes ve'emuna kol zos v'gem aleinu. Right? That faith. You have to have faith. Because the emes is hidden. And night is darkness. The galus is night. The galus is darkness. Zesh kas v'zar kadosh. Shepchinas ha-dibur ha-yisag b'galus. It was... The Dibor, speech was in Galus. That means that Hashem is leadership, Hashem is guidance. The fact that Hashem is running the world, they are Fiat de Veld, as they say in Portuguese. That was hidden. V'zeh shamar Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom v'enir al sfatayim, lo ishtvarim anochi. And that's pshat Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk. He wasn't a man of speech, he had uncircumcised lips. Dibor was in Galus. B'yered Yaakov Mitzrayim, what do we say in the Haggadah? Anus al pi adibur. He was anus because Dibur had to go into Galus. U'v'shas Kabbal Satar nisgala b'chinas adibur. And then when Kabbal Satar came, Dibur was revealed. This Hanhaga was revealed. Mosh Kosev v'idaber Elokim, ayin sham b'zohar HaKadosh. So this v'idaber Elokim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu now leading us. That's the Aseres HaDibros. That's the revelation of Hashem. So now the Sfasemes comes to explain the deeper meaning of the pasuk, Koved Evan Venata Lachol, Vekas Evil, Koved Mishnehem. What does this mean? So the Medrash brings this pasuk, and it says as follows: Koved Evan are the big mountains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That's the heavy stone. Nata Lachol, what's that? That's the floor of the sea that carries these great waters. That is the sea. Kadosh Baruch Hu says about himself that in contrast to this great Bria of Harim and Gvos and the wonder of the Chol that carries the water, the sand that carries the water, Kas Evil, somebody who angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the anger of this fool, Kaved Mishneim, it's even harder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bear than all the plays of the pros of the Bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take, you know, he can create a world that's not a problem for him. Nothing is a problem for him. When do the problems begin? Problems begin when you have the person who angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what really gets him. You know, to create a world, to create the universe and the Milky Way and the galaxies and everything, that's like for me and you, much easier than it is for me and you to turn on the sink or open a door. Kadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. But the kas of somebody who's machitz at Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's really. So the Medrash said, that really gets him. So kviyachol. So the Medrash says, b'meni yageya, what am I toiling in? B'mishu machitz lefanai b'dvarim b'teilim. Somebody who angers me with his silly words. So what does the Medrash mean? How can you have this yageya, this toil, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Explains the Sfasemes that we're talking about Maisa HaBriya in contrast to the Hanhaga Atmidis. The creation as opposed to the constant ruling of the world. Briya Sa'olam was no toil for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to lead a world where people have the power to go against God, they can have a website, and the whole website is to tell you that there's no God, there's no Torah, there's no Jewish people, nothing is true. Nothing is true. The only thing that's true is that this website exists in their eyes. So that's the world that we live in. That already is Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kviyachol is Yegiyah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mashal, not that God is really toiling, but it looks like it's a toil. So the Medrash says that about Paro and his friends. They were kofar in Malchus Shemayim. They went according to their will. Let's see what the Sfasemes says. Inside. Uve medrash kovet evan chule pasuk in mishle perach of zayin pasuk gimel shem b'riyas shemayim v'aretz yigiyah l'fanav yisbaruch mani yageya. So creating the world is not a yigiyah, is not a toil. How is Hashem toiling? Perish hayigiyah rak mashin istam v'yolam hazeh. You know what the Yegiyah is? What's hiding in this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to hide himself. And that a person should say, it's my power. It's the strength of my hand. And Paro says, this is my river and I created it myself. So that's Paro. So the Paro is making kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu toil. He has to hide himself. The Dibor is in Golas. His Hanhag is in Golas. He has to hide himself from Pyro and let Pyro do whatever he wants. Painful. So now we can understand what it says that Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbos. What's Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests? The Pasuk says, Lo Yaf, Lo Yiga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get tired. Me on Shabbos afternoon, After the Seuda, forget it. Nothing to talk about. We're out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get tired. So what's pshat that he rests? Says sweetly this Vasemis. You know what the toil is? That Malchus Hashem is Nisteres. We don't see Malchus Hashem. So Kviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toiling during the week. Because people can say, Kochi v'otzim yadi asu li et hachayil hazeh. That it's my own power. But on Shabbos, it's not toiling anymore. Perish, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, Nigel, Zeh, Shakom, Mechiyus, Hashem, Yisbarach. On Shabbos, the other thing comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chiyus. When she goes, if Amar, it's Amos Shabbos, Olav. Even on Shabbos, in Amar, it's Amos Shabbos. Even he has the fear of Shabbos. He appreciates on Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That's why on Shabbos, we testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Mishomer v'ayichul and asher shutuf l'Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh bereishis. And this yediyah brings menucha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. Because now that we know that Hashem is running the world, so now we can rest. But when we don't know that he's running the world and he has to hide himself, that's toil. We continue on to the second maimer b'medrash al pasuk ki ani echbadeti. It says in the medrash v'amdu v'chitzu l'fanai b'kashti l'chalosan u'lashlicha me'al panai. V'amarti v'shu paro rosh shloyom elo yochol atzilim v'omen aleim v'hargan. Hoi v'kasa v'il kavit v'shneem. Hoi ki ani echbadeti es libo. In other words, as far as B'nai Yisrael were concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy them. Because v'amdu v'chitzu l'fanai, I wanted to get me angry, I wanted to be m'chalosan u'lashlicha me'al panai. But I said, Bishvil, power our Russia. Power they shouldn't say, oh, God couldn't save them. Because of the riches of Pyro. Thank you, Pyro. And you get upset when you see a Russia. You see the goodness that comes out of Russia. Everything, every good is a bad, every bad is a good. Everything has two sides. So we were saved, Kiviyachol, by Pyro. Thank you, Pharaoh. Because of his riches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machet, his Libo. And, He redeemed the Jewish people. Keni echbadati, I harden the foresh, ki Hashem, Yisbarach ichbid leif paro, kadesh yadam siwa, kadesh yasiwa legol Yisrael. Kadesh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Paro in order that it should help him redeem the Jewish people. Shloi ruhi, and we weren't worthy. Vayze eitzel lachbid libo. So the eitzel was, get Paro to be a big Russia, and thereby make us worthy. Look what happened then. Paro kept doing make things worse and worse and worse. And the Jews are like, oh man, what are we going to do? This is terrible. It's getting worse and worse. But we should know that this Hester, just like the Hester of Paro, was better for us because that's what made us worthy of being redeemed. So too, everything happens in our lives. Viroso Hester, we see this hiddenness. Ki akol etova, it's all for the good. Kemoshe Kasuv, Vani kemat natayu raglai. This Mizmor L'Asav Atov L'Yisrael Akim L'Bari Leiv of a song of Asaf. Truly Hashem is good to Israel, to the pure of heart. Vani, but as far as I'm concerned, Kim'at Natoyu Raglai Ka'ayin Shubchu Ashurai. My feet were nearly turned astray. Like nothing, my steps would have been washed aside. Kikinesi Beholim Shalom Rishim Era. David HaMelech is asking some very pointed, sharp questions at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on over here? Look at the world. Where is Hashem? Kikinesi bo'olim shalom rishoyim era. I envy the madmen. When I saw the peace of the wicked. Ki en chartzu bo'os l'mosim uvar yulam. There are no fetters to their death. There are no shackles. They have no restraints. And then a lot of them, they just die comfortably in their beds. How can that be? Uvari ulam. And their vitality is sound. They look big and strong. Go. Everything is great with them. But then if we skip towards the end of the Mizmor, and when I reflected to understand this, it was inquiry in my eyes. Until I entered the sanctuary of Hashem, then I understood their end. Only on slippery places do you set them. You throw them down to darkness. In other words, this is all just a setup. Echayu l'shama, karaga safu samu min ba'lohus. They turned desolate in an instant, they came to end, they're consumed through terrors. Ki ischametz levavi v'kachalom ehaki itz Hashem ba'ir talmam tivzeh. Like a dream with no awakening, so Hashem in the city will render their appearance odious. That's what the Sfasema says. Kamoshe Kasuv, it's all a tova. Vanikimat Natoya Raglai, I almost fell. David HaMelech had this serious crisis of faith. Ach Balachos, it's all to bring them down. Also it says here, Adavol Mikdashi, the Mikdash is the base on Mikdash. That's when things become clear, and also the Mikdash is Shabbos. Shabbos is like the Ramban says, is the Mikdash in time. When you get to Shabbos, that's the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Befroach Rishon Ko Esev Yatzitzu Ko B'Le'Oven. You know why the Rishon are doing so great? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's to destroy them. That's what happened. You see on Shabbos, Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem, everything is good. Uksivu Machshavosecha Eleinu, your thoughts are to us. V'zeh Shekasev Bo HaParak HaMehester Atzmo Siyu L'Tova Kini Echbadeti. That's what it means beautifully. Everyone asks, what does it mean, Boel power, go to power? Because I hardened his heart. She come to power despite the fact that I hardened his heart. What does it mean, because? No, because. You should go to Paro because you should know that that's going to help you. The fact that I hardened his heart is going to help redeem the Jewish people. So go to Paro. Next piece that we're going to be learning is the Atta Dishmaya. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Inyan Zeh L'Gulas Mitzrayim. What does HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem have to do with Gulas Mitzrayim? Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah sanctifying the new moon. Ki B'Golas Nechzo Zeh Eschachos. The problem with the Golas is that we lack Eschachos. Moshe Kasabnu B'Pasuk V'Yokom El HaChodesh. Like I wrote in the Pasuk, Shmos Tofer Yishlam Ad Aleph, Dibur Masel Adoni Avi Zikni, Mori V'Rabbi, V'yakam Melech Chodosh. That Mitzrayim has the Bechina of Hischachos, and we lost it. That's why we're in the Golas. You want to be redeemed, you need Chodosh. V'sha'a Segul Adan V'shin Isbar, Sha'kol Chiyos Hashem Yisbaruch, Mizeh Bo Hischachos. The Geula, when we reveal that everything is from the Chiyos of Hashem, that comes that from that comes his chachas. Ki chiyus is baruch yesh baruch chachas tamid. Hakadosh Baruch is always chiddush. Moshe mechadish b'chayom tamid perish tam b'chol yom. Every single day, every single second, Hakadosh Baruch is mechadish the bria. So when you're connecting to Hashem, you're connecting to this chiddush. That's why people who are involved in avodas Hashem. Ain kol chodesh tachas Hashemish. Under the sun, there's nothing new. It's the same old thing, same old routine. But if you're in the ruchnitic world, there's always chiddushim. There's always chiddushim in ruchni. There's always chiddushim in connecting to Hashem. Or it's chedushim in Torah. Rak mishochech v'ukol tochatev aksiv ein kol chodesh tachas Hashem. But if you forget, you're in nature, then there's nothing new under the sun. Aval mishen nidbak b'pnimiyut chiyut Hashem yitbarach yesh bo tamid yitchadshut. But somebody who's dovek in the pnimiyus chiyus of Hashem, there's always renewal. V'zel shekazav ha'chodesh zel lechem shecho kol echad b'Yisrael oriz chadshu zel yedei emuna shemevar b'liv u'shal kol me Hashem yitbarach. And that's But it says Chodesh Alechem that every person can be Ma'ori. This is Chachos through Emuna that he's Mevayer in his heart that everything comes from Hashem. V'zefresh min Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Mein Olam Haba Kvi V'Kayim Mishen Esther Kmo Shekatz V'Misav Mine. That's in the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Mein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kayim. Shabbos is no Hester. Shabbos all the Misav Mine, all the bad things go away from us. All the ra. Rosh Chodesh Shulahar is Chachos Gam Mosachol. But Rosh Chodesh is to bring this Chachos even into the weekday. So we talk of coming up this week a Gevaldik Rosh Chodesh. Oh. And we also have a Shabbos this week. Wow, Shabbos is coming out this week. Wow. That'd be great. Can't wait. Both in 1 week, a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is the main Olam Haba, the Chachos of the Olam Shekulo Tov. And Rosh Chodesh is the Chachos in this world. So if you feel it, if you connect to it, the tzaddikim connect to it. You know, this Vasem is Red Toich Hazachim. This Vasem speaks on a very high level. But the tzaddikim feel the tzaddikim feel this Chachos. Should also be Zochet. And it's all totally in the Jewish people. Lekel Gomer Alai. That whatever wherever Bezin is called is Koveh as the Chodesh, God goes with that. So we're Koveh when this is Chachos going to come to the world. And that's what it means in the Medrash. Niskashim Moshe Amora Levana Beza Shur Tira Vatira Rila Kadesh Hera Lo Betzpa Salavana Berakia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when is the Molad going to be Roy to be Mekadesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Levana that he showed on the moon. V'lo Mekazer Rei Mekadesh, this you should see and be Mekadesh. V'ketzer Rei, how did he show him? V'lo Yom Medabri Mola B'yom, he only spoke to him by day. El Asama Shishkiya Sacham is number of Parashah Zuv Reim Chashecha. He told him this Parashah Samach Lashkiya, and then he showed him the moon as it got dark. What does this mean? Ki bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu aspaklari denara bechinas Shabbos Moshe Rabbeinu. His bechinas seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this clear looking glass. That's Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'manas chelko. Moshe's bechinas Shabbos. Moshe's kedush sayom. Moshe's clarity. Ala bechinas chodesh b'derech emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chab. What's the chiddush in the derech emuna? Well, the chiddush seeing the renewal within nature. Needing to have a muna when things aren't clear. So hereuim chashecha ben hashmashos. So he showed it to him. Samach Lashki told him the parasha, and then as it got dark, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu this new moon, this bechina. So sometimes you have to go derech emuna. Be more this is chachos. Moshe Rabbeinu's bechina was complete clarity. Therefore, he didn't know when am I, how am I mekadesh to levana. Hashem only spoke to him by day. Hashem only spoke to him with clarity. The bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the answer is that sometimes you have to go with the emunah perspective. Of even seeing Hashem in the darkness. You have to be ma'orah this chachos, you have to arouse the renewal from there. So a person wants to have, you see a person gets married, there's a simcha. Whenever there's a chachos, there's simcha. A new child, a person a lot of times starts a new job, new project. They used to be in the olden days, today Baruch Hashem people usually hold strong with Daf Yomi. But in the old days, you say a person learns Maseches Brachos, and then Bas Shabbos Ba Menucha. Then Shabbos comes, and that's the end of it. Baruch Hashem, a couple of years, we're going to have another Siyum HaShas. There are going to be hundreds of thousands celebrating. It's going to be amazing. But the people get excited about the new. I think maybe that's one of the attractions of Afyomi, that it's constantly a new Masechta, a new Daf. People like new. So instead of reading the Chadashot, the newspaper, look at the Torah, find this chachos from there. The newspaper is going to say today what it said yesterday. Chas Shalom, there was a murder, somebody stole, there were peace talks in the Middle East. The president said this, the president said that. You want real chachos, so you have to go to the world of Ruchnias. So we have that, and even in the world of Teva, that's what Rosh Chodesh is supposed to symbolize. connecting to the source of being, and at the source there's always renewal. God is always recreating. Nothing is ever old. When we get into this teva, into our habits, our lives are filled with habits. Habits can be good, but we always have to find the ischachus within the teva. Like the word makor, makor means source. Mikori means original. There's nothing less original than something with a source. So pshat is that if a person goes to the makor, he finds things that are achi mikori. You go to the source and you find things that are constantly original. That's at the source. I heard that idea from Rav Hadari Shlita, who was Shiva of Shiva Hakoto many, many years ago. Okay, we have a lot more svasemesis to do. Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the koch, the moch, the simchas chaim, and the seichel, and the financial means, Mirtz Hashem, and we will continue, b'li neder, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.